This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Just a day after Donald Trump won the GOP Iowa caucuses, today is the penalty phase of his civil defamation trial in New York, stemming from a columnist's claims that he sexually attacked her in a department store dressing room in the 1990s. Last night, Donald Trump had a big win in Iowa.
Former President Trump scored a record-setting win in the Iowa caucuses.
This has been an incredible experience. The people have been, this is the third time we've won. But this is the biggest win.
Caucus scores endured life-threatening cold and dangerous driving conditions to meet in hundreds of schools, churches, and community centers across the state. His rivals finished far behind.
I want to congratulate Ron and Nikki for having a good time together. We're all having a good time together.
Ron DeSantis finished a distant second and edged out former U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley. Vivek Ramaswamy is dropping out. The candidates now turn their attention to New Hampshire. I'm Norman Hall.
As for the brutally cold and severe weather in Iowa and elsewhere in the nation, it's closing schools, grounding some flights.
Meteorologist Mark Chouinard of the National Weather Service says much of the Rockies, Great Plains, and Midwest are experiencing dangerous wind chills.
Minus 30, minus 40, wind chills as low as zero all the way down into portions of Texas, Mississippi, Tennessee.
Late Monday, more than 100,000 homes and businesses were without power, mostly in Oregon. At least four people in the Portland area died. I'm Donna Water.
This morning, Qatar is slamming Israel's unwillingness to call a ceasefire in its war with Hamas, warning of the massive destruction it's causing. Qatar's prime minister saying this morning, Gaza is not there anymore. This is AP News. Now to Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, who's out of the hospital, though the controversy about the secrecy of all of this is still brewing. The AP's Ed Donahue with more on this.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has been released from Walter Reed National Military Medical Center. Austin has been in the hospital for 2 weeks to treat complications from prostate cancer surgery. In a statement, the Pentagon says the cancer was treated early and his prognosis is excellent. This was all kept secret from senior Biden administration officials for weeks. A few days ago, President Biden was asked if he still has confidence in Austin.
I do.
The president answered yes when asked if it was a lapse in judgment. A review is underway. While Austin was at Walter Reed, the U.S. launched a series of military strikes late last week on the Iranian-backed Houthis in Yemen. Austin will be working from home as he recovers. Ed Donahue, Washington.
I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
COTA salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of COTA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use COTA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on COTA. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right Rug.